This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. We're also available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Coming up, the Gina Six case moves through the court system and through the civil rights community. We'll get the latest updates, do a little fact checking with a reporter who has been on the story from the very beginning.
First, though, let's hear about today's top stories from our own Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Good morning, everyone. North Korea's capital city was all dressed up today for an important visitor. South Korean President No Moo-hyun is making his first visit to North Korea for only the second summit between the Cold War foes. No was greeted by smiling crowds who waved pink and red plastic flowers and cheered on cue when their leader, Kim Jong-il, arrived at the main square in Pyongyang. They applauded again when his South Korean counterpart arrived a few minutes later. No has billed his first trip to the communist North as a chance to ease tensions between the two countries that started when the Korean Peninsula was partitioned after World War II. But his critics say the visit is more about domestic politics, and they expect him to tiptoe around sensitive issues like nuclear weapons and mass human rights abuses. And as you've heard, the founder of the embattled U.S. security firm Blackwater, Eric Prince, will testify today in front of a congressional committee. Prince is expected to deny allegations that Blackwater guards shot Iraqi civilians unprovoked in an incident last month where at least 8 Iraqis were killed. The Iraqi government says Blackwater guards overstepped their bounds in the shooting, but Blackwater insists its guards were acting in self-defense. A U.S. congressional report released yesterday said Blackwater employees have engaged in nearly 200 shootings in Iraq since 2005, and the report characterized the company as being reckless and indifferent to Iraqi casualties. A Texas oil man has pled guilty to conspiracy charges related to the UN oil for food scandal. Remember back, that's when Saddam Hussein's government was paid millions of dollars in kickbacks in exchange for lucrative oil contracts. The 83-year-old Oscar Wyatt pled guilty yesterday to conspiracy to commit wire fraud, one of 5 charges against him. Under the deal, the other charges will be dropped and he'll be sentenced to up to 2 years in prison. Wyatt's is the 6th guilty verdict in the oil for food scandal, with several more trials pending. The program was established to help Saddam Hussein sell oil to buy humanitarian supplies when Iraq was under UN sanctions in the 1990s. But a UN inquiry later found that more than 2,000 companies in 66 countries were leveraging the program for financial gain. And time for a little sports news. Baseball's regular season concluded dramatically last night in the one-game playoff between the Padres and the Rockies in Colorado. The Padres scored twice in the top of the 13th inning to take an 8-6 lead, only to see Trevor Hoffman give up 3 runs in the bottom of the 13th. During post-game celebrations, Rockies first baseman Todd Helton said even when his team was down 2 runs in the 13th inning, they stayed focused.
We knew our guys weren't going to give up. We were going to keep after it. Look where we're at. It's unbelievable.
The Rockies advanced to face the Phillies in the playoffs. And in Monday Night Football, Tom Brady threw 3 touchdowns, 2 to Randy Moss, and the Patriots cruised to a 34-13 victory over the Bengals in Cincinnati. And finally, some stats of a different kind. Forbes has put out a list of the top moneymakers in the world of television. And while most of it's not surprising, the numbers are still pretty dramatic. Oprah Winfrey is way at the top of the heap, making a cool $260 million a year. Jerry Seinfeld is second with $60 million, and everyone's favorite Idol judge, Simon Cowell, is third, ranking in $45 million a year. Luke Burbank makes slightly less. I'm Rachel Martin. The news is always online at npr.org. Luke and Allison, back to you.
You know, that is proprietary information to be shared only between me and NPR
management. Not the rest of America.
But no. I can tell you it's less than $45 million.
Thanks, Rachel.
You're welcome.